Welcome to Radio Mirchi, the Triangle Region's largest South Asian radio station. You are with your host, Steve Rao. We're also covered in Philadelphia and Baltimore. And this Sunday afternoon, we have a very special guest. He's an entrepreneur, Keith Washoe. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Honored to be here with you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Keith, as we do with any show, we're going to be talking about Startup Summit, some things that you and I are working on together in the future. But let's talk a little bit about your background, and very exciting. You're also an author and entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about your background and a little bit about your book that you've written.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Steve. So in short, I spent the last 18 years in Silicon Valley working for global technology companies and startups. Some of you might have heard of Qualcomm, the leader in wireless technology, SanDisk, leaders in flash memory and Creative Labs, leaders in digital entertainment products. So I did an 18-year run there doing sales and marketing for those companies and moved recently to the Research Triangle Park area where I've been running sales and marketing here, helping companies grow, specifically around retail. And most recently, to answer your question about the book, I published a book here called Good Things Come from Hard Times, where I interviewed over a dozen executives from Research Triangle Park, and I put all their advice in the book on how you can overcome adversity and succeed.
Okay, fantastic. And so you put that all in the book, and where can we get the book? And I know one thing we've talked about is maybe doing a book signing in a couple of months here at Morrisville. I'm going to be starting some book signings at Bound Coffee, but tell people where they can go learn about the book again and where they can buy it or get a copy.
Exciting. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Steve. So, yeah, again, it's Good Things Come from Hard Times. And what it does is it features advice from conversations with these leading executives here in Raleigh. So just to give you a summary, and then I can share where you get it from. So some of the executives interviewed people might recognize around here would be like David Gartner, who's the founder of Co-Founders Capital. Dr. Stephen LaBeouf, who's the president and co-founder of ValenCell, and Sumit Bohra, CEO of Lone Rider Brewery, and even people like Carrie Hall, who's the CEO of Micmag by Me, an amazing furniture line. So I took about a dozen of these executives' advice, and I put it into the book. So you'll learn everything from how do you have a right perspective and mindset to get through challenging times, you know, surrounding yourself with good people and asking for help, knowing what you can and can't control. Don't give up. Take care of yourself. And then ultimately, the book ends with fruits and blessings and how good things come from hard times. And so you can get the book on Amazon. It's also listed and featured in the Raleigh-Durham Public Library System. And you can also get it from my website directly for an author copy at keithwashoe.com.
Okay. Well, we congratulate the book. So it sounds like you dabble in different things, really an entrepreneur in the tech industry, do some consulting. And you're also a coach in tennis. And so as a former college player, I think that's really exciting. I think you teach lessons. You're really good. And we're trying to grow the game of Morrisville. I know you work with RDG Tennis, so we want to thank you for that. You also were a college tennis player, correct? You played in college as well.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Steve. I need to get you on the tennis court. We'll have to play. I've been playing all my life.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'm playing this weekend. Yeah. That's good stuff.
So, in summary, I know we both have tennis experience. So, yeah, I did play all my life. Grew up, my mom was a tennis coach. I played at State University of New York at Oswego. I played in my high school tennis team. I played at University of Miami, coached a high school tennis team in California, and now I coach and teach here in Raleigh-Durham through RDU Tennis and then private instruction. So, yeah, it's an honor to see you on the courts and look forward to helping you. And even your son, I know your son's doing well. So perhaps
he's getting better. Yeah, he's getting better. He enjoys it. So we're going to go to the next segment now. Let's talk a little bit about the work you're doing with startups. You have a partner named Mark Bavisto. Tell us a little bit about these startup summits, a little bit about, you know, what's involved in them. We're going to talk about some specific ones coming up. But what are they? What is your organization doing to help entrepreneurs? And why do I, as an entrepreneur, need to go to a startup summit? What are we doing here?
Thank you, Steve, and appreciate all you're doing to help startups and entrepreneurships here in the region. So first and foremost, hats off to Mark Bavisato. He's the co-founder of Startup Summit with me. And Startup Summit is really an organization that throws monthly events and two conferences a year all around helping entrepreneurs and startups reach the top of their summit. We help people learn and apply what they learn to their lives to ensure they can be the most successful they can possibly be in growing their startup business and achieving in their entrepreneurship mindset and activities. So these monthly events, we bring in the best speakers and leaders from the area. For example, in April, we're bringing in the two companies from Shark Tank who went on the show and succeeded. One is Wine and Design with the CEO, Harriet. And we're also bringing in Reward Stock with the CEO, Jonathan, coming in to talk about how you succeed in these companies, how you even get on Shark Tank, and what's that like, and then you give advice. So that's an example. And we're also holding two conferences. So our next one is in May, and that's Innovate Raleigh. We're teaming up with them, and Startup Summit is presenting a conference called Featuring Collaboration Between Startups and Corporations. And really the goal of this conference in May, on May 30th, Thursday, at the RTP Foundation Conference Center, is about strengthening the ecosystem to grow business in the Raleigh-Durham region, encouraging startups and corporations to work together more. And I know, Steve, you're a big fan of that and a proponent of that, so that's what this conference is all about.
Yeah, I'll be coming there. And if I'm a Morpho-based company and I want to hear about it, or I'm an entrepreneur and I want to hear about it, where do I go to learn about this conference?
Yeah, so for this conference, you can find us on Startup Summit on LinkedIn and Startup Summit on Facebook, and we're also at the website startupsummitnc.com. And you can learn about it through Innovate Raleigh, who's promoting it, in addition to the RTP Foundation headquarters, because the conference is at the RTK Data Center at the RTP Foundation headquarters, so they'll be promoting it as well.
Okay, fantastic. And so, and then you and I, we're going to also try to work on something later in the year in Morrisville. And that might have a focus a little bit more on municipal innovation, Internet of Things, IoT, maybe featuring some unique Morpho-based companies. But honestly, I mean, I think the Startup Summit you're doing, we're going to do everything we can to promote as many Morpho-based companies to come out. And I look forward to seeing you guys there on the 30th as not only an elected official, but also an entrepreneur myself at heart. So, I think it's great. It's a Startup Summit. Tom, folks, is where you can find out about that. And then you've got another one in October, right? Possibly you're working on, but we'll send details about that later. But that's something in October. Okay, wonderful. Let me ask you this, as we have a few more minutes with you. What makes your summits unique or different from a lot of other things? So there's one of the challenges in this area, there's just so many events. So you've got the CED, you've got Tide Carolinas, you've got all these things, but you're getting a lot of good attendance from these startup summits. So what is it, in your opinion, about our ecosystem today that's drawing these entrepreneurs to come in and participate? And then what do they get out of it, in your opinion? How do we define success?
Yeah, thank you, Steve, for that question. So we're very blessed to be in Raleigh-Durham with the ecosystem we have here, with great companies, great startups, and there is, you're right, a lot of resources. So you can go to Riot and learn about Internet of Things. You've got Triangle Revenue Exchange, which is a great group for kind of sales. Pendo does wonderful events to help you learn. And CED is really big on helping the corporations and businesses in general. What's unique about Startup Summit is we're really the only organization that throws these monthly events and these conferences specifically focused at entrepreneurs and these startup companies, the small companies, 5 to 10 people who are just getting going, pre-revenue, and making sure we give them the tools and the learnings needed to apply those learnings to really have an applicable, kind of get your hands dirty way to grow your startup and be successful here in the Triangle. And so we specifically bring in investors like David Gartner, who can talk about fundraising. We bring in previous successful startup people who've taken their companies to acquisition or hire, like we did with Grace from Savvy Growth. And so we're really focused on startups and entrepreneurs and making sure we give them great speakers, great tools and advice to grow their business, whereas other people and other organizations focus on other things. We're really focused on the entrepreneurs here in the Triangle.
Well, that's fantastic. That's a great answer, Keith. And I think that it's really good. And I like how you're tying in advice from investors. And the one idea that I have just to throw out there is we might want to even talk about it in our conference we work on is venture capital. So David Gardner's talked about corporate venture, lack of venture capital. And maybe one thing we can do is figure out why is there a lack of capital and what can be done about it. But maybe those issues will come up during this summit because you've got so many corporations coming in. So, but I think that's one issue that I hear a lot of more so. Entrepreneurs coming in saying, I have a great idea, I've come here from Boston, I've come here from California, but you know what? I just can't get the early seed funding I need to launch my venture. And, you know, so I think that's maybe an issue that, you know, we can work on together, right?
Thank you, Steve, for that. That's a great point. I want to just share one last point here to help people with your point on the challenge of raising capital. To be honest, I think it's changing here in the Raleigh-Durham region, in which we are now even more blessed than ever before to find fundraising meetings. So just for example, Co-Founders Capital is very active, very big. Bull City Ventures is very big here. And what I find fascinating is an amazing angel network here in the Triangle. So, for example, RTP Capital, which I'm a member of and an angel investor in, is doing phenomenal things to invest in companies. They're the most active angel investor network here in the Southeast region. You have WIN, the Wolfpack Investor Network out of NC State now, with great people investing.
Yeah.
And then the Carolina, and UNC and Duke has them. So there's tons of opportunities to get investments here now.
Yeah, and you think being the diverse region we are with so many different cultures and ethnic backgrounds from people all over the world, do you think that's also a really important factor of driving a startup environment, right? A lot of energy, a lot of opportunity, right?
Yeah, Steve, you just hit it on the head. I mean, after spending 18 years in Silicon Valley myself and working around startups, corporations, and being around VCs and angels, one of the reasons why I moved here is because of Raleigh-Durham's diversity and the amazing opportunity in tech and the universities and the funding here. I really believe we are sitting on a Silicon Valley-ish bloom here in Raleigh-Durham, and the RTP Triangle will be in the next 10 years a similar run to Silicon Valley back in the 90s to the early 2000s. This is the time to be here, and we're excited to help support that and give back to the ecosystem to grow it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I just love your energy, your passion. I think it's been fun working with you because we've connected with each other. But I tell you, this is the part of government I like, is dealing with the entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening, we are working on potentially doing something late in the year with Keith Washoe here in Morrisville and Triangle. And Keith, you had mentioned something about the reward stock guys coming in from the Shark Tank. Are they coming in to do another event here, or is that something we're just going to have them? I mean, I'm just curious.
Thank you for asking. So, no problem. So the event is going to be the last Thursday of the month here in May, and that's May 25th. It's in 2 weeks, and that will feature Jonathan Hayes, CEO of Reward Stock, who just was on Shark Tank a few months ago and did win funding. And it's an amazing company, consumer play out of Durham. And we'll also feature Harriet Mills, who's the CEO of Wine and Design, which was on the Shark Tank and got funding from Kevin O'Leary. And both of these companies in the Triangle, both CEOs there for one night to share amazing advice on April 25th at 6 o'clock at the RTP in Davis Drive in RTP. So, yeah, it's a must-see event.
April 25th, and what time is that event?
It starts 5:30 for happy hour. There'll be some food and drinks, and then around 6:30 we'll kick off the interviews with Jonathan and Harriet from Reward Stock and Wine and Design.
Oh, okay, great. That's at RTP headquarters. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, we really look forward to it. That's going to be a great event. I'll be putting that in my newsletter, so whatever information you can send out. Folks, we've had a wonderful interview with Keith Washoe. He's talked about his book. He's talked about the Startup Summit. And you can go get everything at startupsummit.com. And Keith, we just want to thank you for all that you do to drive entrepreneurship. We want to wish you a very happy Easter weekend next week. Watch out for the pollen. There's a lot of dust on those courts, but you know, hopefully the rain washed some of it away. And you know, really appreciate everything that you do for the entrepreneurs of the Triangle region. And folks, you've been with Steve Rao on Radio Merchie, and we'll be back next week for another edition. And Keith, thank you so much for your time and your friendship and support.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for all you're doing for the area. It's a pleasure. Have a wonderful spring and Easter. Thank you, Steve.